listening to Trending with Tim Murray here on Relevant Radio. Today has been marked as a National Day of Appreciation for abortion providers. There has been some controversy in some cities and states wanting to actually put quite a bit of attention on this day. It's absolutely disgusting that anyone would be celebrating abortion providers. And I want to share with you two stories from the front lines of being in front of the abortion clinic, praying and sidewalk counseling, of my own experience of abortion clinic workers. One story is the side where we tend to villainize abortion clinic workers, justifiably so. I remember one day I was sidewalk counseling outside of an abortion clinic, and there was a long driveway that we were allowed to have access to and actually stand on and reach out to the women along the side of the building that wrapped around the back of the building. And we were seeing women who were coming out of their cars to talk to us, who were looking and exploring other options. And as we were out there, the bottom line is that we were impacting the abortion clinic's business. They had called the police on us, but we had a legal right to be where we were, to do what we were doing, practicing, exercising our right to free speech, praying, being a public witness, showing a public witness for our faith. We were exercising our right to assemble, all within our legal rights. And the abortion clinic couldn't do anything about that because the police who came knew and understood and respected that we were there and we were following the law. And the abortion clinic workers were so upset that at one point the abortionist came outside and he kept yelling at me and one of the other sidewalk counselors. And you just listen, you pray for them, you know, you don't try to fight with them, you try to invite them. And I remember, you know, saying, you don't have to work here, you don't have to do what you're doing. And the abortionist became so angry, he became belligerent and was yelling at us. And for hours, we wouldn't leave. While abortions were being performed, we were going to stay and help give options to women and pray for them. Now, finally, the abortionist was so angry, he came out in the middle of the morning. And he walked out with a medical operating dish in his arms. And he walked out, and in an attempt to scare us away, he started waving in front of us the remains, as many people refer to them, fetal remains, that is the remains of aborted children, thinking that by showing us and scaring us, by showing us the exact thing that we are here to pray and end, that we would leave. And he thought that this would be so gruesome and upsetting for us that we would walk away. He knew what he was doing. He knew the horror and the ugliness of abortion and that dead baby in his arms on a tray that he helped to abort. That a woman who was inside that clinic had just lost her baby to abortion, the so-called choice that our culture has made legal. And I remember it was so heartbreaking to see that this man had such a deep level of cruelty and hatred that he was willing to do that, to expose that baby. Not even honoring the mother who, I'm sure, her decision to abort left her in great conflict, and he just totally dishonored her child even further by, one, performing the abortion, but then, two, coming outside. You know, we see the horror of our abortion clinic workers. We see there's disgusting things that are done and said. I think of Abby Johnson when she left the abortion movement, how that abortion that she participated in an ultrasound-guided abortion. Abby Johnson is a woman whose pro-life story we hear in the movie Unplanned. She said that the abortionist says, "Beam me up," when he's ready to perform the abortion and for the abortion procedure and the machine to be turned on and used. I think about the abortionists who shared that they felt the babies when grabbed their hands as they were performing the abortion. I think of David Delayden, who worked in the, or who went into the abortion clinic posing as a fetal tissue procurement individual for research. I remember during those videos, those undercover videos, when some of the abortion clinic workers outright said, "Yeah, I know this looks like a war zone," looking at these remains of the aborted babies, one of whom even at one point said, "Yes, this one was a twin. Oh, look, there's a leg." These tiny little babies. Abortion clinic workers have what's known as a POC room, a product of conception room, where they reassemble all the aborted baby parts to make sure they have everything, to prepare them to be sold for research. Now, this is the horror of what abortion is. This is the horror of what abortion clinic workers do. And for them to be so far down a path, we have to pray for them. We have to be willing to intercede and fight for them. But there are also other stories I'd like to share with you of how I've interacted with abortion clinic workers firsthand. For many years, every year, I used to be involved in a project called a Pro-Life Christmas Carol. And around Christmas time, leading up to Christmas, we would go and Christmas carol inside of the abortion clinics. We would actually outright walk into the abortion clinic and start singing the hymns praising the great story, the great life of Christ, and the miracle of Christmas. Then, for as long as we were welcomed, we would stay and sing. And once we were no longer welcomed, we would stand outside and sing as eloquently and loudly as we could of the hope of Christ the Redeemer born at Christmas, with the various Christmas carols. Now, some of us would be known as truth teams who would then, during that time while the carols are being sung, go into the abortion clinic, and we would hand these baskets of all the baby's firsts, the baby's first socks, bottles, diapers, anything, everything a woman could need to start making that nest, that life for her child, free resources and information. And many women would want to know more, who would come outside and talk and ask questions. And I'd also, every single time I was involved in this pro-life Christmas caroling, I would end up talking with the abortion clinic workers as well. I'd walk in and tell them Merry Christmas. I would hand them a gift for the clinic worker and also information for how they could leave their job in the abortion clinic with resources and information. And that there is mercy and forgiveness no matter what they've been in. And I'll tell you one thing. Every time I had these encounters during the Pro-Life Christmas Carol program, time and time again, I would run across people who would say, oh, but I'm pro-life. I'd even run across many Catholics who would say, oh, I'm Catholic too. Or, no, I don't believe in abortion. And my jaw would drop every time because what they were saying is, I don't believe in abortion. I don't want to work here. Or I don't think my involvement is that big of a deal. This is just a job. So many of these people actually wanted to leave working in the abortion clinics, but they didn't know how to leave. They felt like they were in too deep, or there was legal or verbal pressure being put on them not to leave, threats to ruin their careers. Many of whom I've spoken to and have had this experience. So my hope for you is this, that whether you've encountered an abortion clinic worker who is someone who has gone so far it's cruel, or maybe a clinic worker who wants to leave the industry, I think one thing we can know and ponder on the National Day of so-called appreciation for abortion providers is that we need to pray for them. Pray for them to have the courage to leave. Pray for them to have the courage to stop doing what they are doing. Pray for them to not be afraid of what the consequences may be for leaving the horror of the life-ending work of the abortion industry. Perhaps you know someone who's worked for or in an abortion clinic. I have. In shocking proximity, someone who worked in the medical field and whose facility performed abortions, and she thought that she would have no part in it, and hoped she would have no part in it, yet that was something that was being done in her very facility. And so I hope that you will know this piece of information. There is information in open arms and an organization known as abortionworkers.com that will help anyone who wants to leave the abortion industry. They will help with financial assistance after leaving a job. They will help with legal representation. They will help with finding future employment. They will help with healing from the work that's been done in the abortion movement. They will even help with education and training necessary to help those who have been working in the abortion clinics to leave. No one wants someone to actually have an abortion. This is something that has been viewed as a necessary evil, and there are many clinic workers who are leaving. The organization is known as Save the One. It's Abby Johnson's worker organization. She's been working to help save people and bring people out of the abortion industry. So please check out their work, abortionworkers.com, and perhaps you know someone who you can courageously approach with this information resource, that they do not have to work there in order to provide a living or have a career. I think of Abby Johnson's own testimony from having left years of working at Planned Parenthood and believing she was championing women. Her very own husband was pro-life. Her parents were pro-life. And they prayerfully fought for her, verbally engaged with her, and loved her, and helped in the process of loving her out of the abortion movement. I hope we can do the same for those who are in the abortion movement, providing resources, help, and hope.